Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Tuesday the 3rd of January 2012. First of all, Happy New Year and compliments of the season. It was a racing bonanza over the Christmas and New Year holiday period, with the relatively mild weather enabling all of the scheduled meetings to take place. Looking back on some of the main performances of the past few days, at Wetherby on Boxing Day, according to Pete, was the shock 33-1 winner of the Roland Merrick handicap chase for Moulton trainer Malcolm Jefferson and the biggest win of his career so far for conditional jockey Harry Haynes. Later that afternoon, Courtauld Star created racing history by winning the King George VI chase at Kempton Park for a record fifth time, defeating the current Cheltenham Gold Cup winner Long Run. They will, of course, have their final showdown in the Gold Cup on the 16th of March. On Bank Holiday Tuesday, North Yorkshire trainer Ferdy Murphy and another conditional rider making her name for herself, Lucy Alexander, combined to send out Charingworth to land the Castleford handicap chase at Wetherby, while on the same day, Le Beau Bye won the Welsh National at Chepstow for Midlands trainer Richard Lee. A notable performance at Kempton Park last Tuesday was that of sprinter Sacra in winning the Grade 2 Novices Chase. He had won a Novices Chase at Doncaster a couple of weeks earlier for Lambourne trainer Nicky Henderson, and he is now the antipost favourite for the Arkle Trophy at the Cheltenham Festival. Sir Alex Ferguson was at Doncaster last week to see Harry the Viking carry his colours to victory and record a four successive win. He looks a useful prospect as far as staying race is concerned, and I wonder if he will take part in the Grade 2 Towton Novices Chase at Wetherby in early February. Well, there's no racing in Yorkshire until next Wednesday, the 11th of January, and the main meeting this coming Saturday is at Sandown Park, featuring the Grade 1 Tolworth Hurdle and a £50,000 handicap chase over the extended 3 miles. Both races are shown live on Channel 4. Well, there were many highlights of 2011. Four stand out for me. It was wonderful to see two North Yorkshire-based jockeys, Paul Hannigan and Sylvester D'Souza, fight it out to be the UK's champion jockey, with Hannigan retaining his title on the very last day of the flat season at Doncaster in November. Tangerine Trees, trained at Hambleton near Thirst by Brian Smart, winning the big Group 1 sprint, the Prix de la Baie on Arc Day at Longchamp, in early October, a victory which won Tangerine Trees the accolade of Yorkshire Horse of the Year. And finally, two horses owned by Prince Khalid Abdullah and trained at Newmarket by Sir Henry Cecil, Frankel and Twice Over. Frankel swept all before him, winning the 2,000 guineas, the St James's Palace Stakes at Royal Ascot, the Sussex Stakes at Glorious Goodwood and the Queen Elizabeth II Stakes on British Champions Day at Ascot. Absolutely stunning, and he remains in training, which must be good for racing. Well, the victory by Twice Over in York's richest race of the season, the Group 1 Judmont International Stakes in August, meant a first victory in the race for Prince Khalid Abdullah, whose breeding and bloodstock operation Judmont Farms has sponsored this famous race since 1989. Enjoy your racing.